It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow and Congresswoman Candace Miller have introduced legislation that addresses the threat of Asian carp and other invasive species entering the Great Lakes. Senator Stabenow joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Now, this bill would give the federal government, and this is a quote, broad authority to take immediate actions to stop the spread of Asian carp. So what exactly would that broad authority mean?
Yes. Well, Jen, this is really the final step in giving them the authority to do what they need to do to stop the Asian carp. In the short run, we give them authority to act on one of the 8 recommendations that they gave to us a number of months ago that were possible strategies to stop the carp. And we give them authority for a place called the Brandon Road Lock and Dam, which is 40 miles south of Chicago, that is in the process of being strengthened because it was built in 1933. We give them all the authority they need to put all the technology they need there to block the carp from going any farther up into the Chicago canals and so on. So that means adding electric fences possibly, or using sound technology, or a whole range of things. So we're saying we want you to be all in at this site and do everything that you can do to strengthen it, and we give you the full authority to do that. Secondly, the bigger question of eventually rerouting waters around the Chicago region, we give them the authority to work with the region, with the city of Chicago and others, to develop that kind of a plan. But everything we've seen tells us if we can really strengthen this particular area where the Mississippi and the Illinois rivers come together before moving into Chicago, that this could very quickly be a cost-effective way to stop the carp.
Now, we've seen attempted action from the government, both state and federal, to try and address this Asian carp issue. But it seems like nothing has really taken traction yet. So how is this different?
Well, this is actually the last step. There's a number of things that we have done. I mean, we've added certain protections that so far have kept the carp out of the lakes, although I believe we're on borrowed time. We've identified all the ways they could get into the Great Lakes. You know, it's not just Chicago. We identified they could go from the Wabash to the Maumee rivers, from Indiana to Ohio and into Lake Erie. There's a spot in Indiana where the state of Indiana is now developing a permanent barrier to stop the fish from going that direction. We've identified 19 different ways they could get into the Great Lakes, the biggest being the area where Indiana is putting up the barrier, and then Chicago. And so we actually have been moving in a number of ways, but we have got to have a long-term permanent solution to this.
You know, as we said earlier, we've been hearing about this issue of Asian carp for a number of years now. At what point do we really have to have a plan in place before it is too late?
Well, I think it's now. I mean, that's why we're putting in this bill. We asked the Army Corps of Engineers to give us the best recommendation for stopping the carp coming up the Mississippi and into the Illinois River, into Lake Michigan. They gave 8 different options. We've now gotten it down to 1 immediate option that's supported by the governors in the Great Lakes and all of those in the surrounding areas. So now we are saying, okay, get this one done. This will get us hopefully all the way there. If not most of the way there, let's just take some action.
Senator Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat representing Michigan in the U.S. Senate. She's also the ranking Democrat on the Senate Agricultural Committee. Senator, thanks so much.
My pleasure.